The Warriors take on the Cavs in Cleveland on Monday in the middle of this five-game road trip, and the MLK Day meeting coming on the heels of Saturday's game in Toronto against the Raptors, where with Stephen Curry returning to action, the Warriors starters in full force, part of a sizzling 81-point first half, paving the way to a close victory north of the border, 127-125, the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Yeah, well, Steph had a smaller guy on him, and we just wanted to get the switch and get the... get KD the ball at that foul line area, and we got to it. We should have been able to get to it easier, but we eventually got to it.
What happened in the fourth quarter?
What happened?
Yeah.
They played great. I mean, I give them credit. They were physical. I thought what happened overall in the game was that we played a phenomenal first half, probably the best offensive half of basketball I can ever remember. I mean, we had 20 assists and one turnover, and we shot – I don't know what we shoot. I mean, it was crazy. So you knew we weren't going to do that the whole game. And you knew, we're playing a really good team on their home floor, and they were going to respond, and they did. They got really physical. They got a ton of offensive boards. I thought all the fouling early in the third quarter by us changed the tone of the game. We just kept fouling. Same thing that happened against the Clippers the other night. And then we lost our pace as a result. We were taking the ball out of the net on free throws. So they controlled the pace and the tempo in the second half, and they got going.
Is that your biggest defensive concern right now, the fouling?
Yeah, and the three-point line. But the fouling is the big thing.
I see on that sequence with Durant's defense on DeRozan and getting the three on the other end.
Which one?
Toward the end when he was guarding DeRozan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we had Clay on him most of the game, and we changed it up and put KD on him to just get that extra length on him, and did a great job.
Jaw dropped when Steph missed two free throws.
It happens. It happens to everybody. My jaw didn't drop. I mean, it was surprising, but, it's his first game back, and stuff like that happens.
What happened to Andre? He wasn't out there in the second half.
Yeah, he sprained his hip flexor, or strained it, I should say, and I didn't feel comfortable throwing him back out there in the second half, so we talked it out with Chelsea at halftime and just shut him down.
Was there any thoughts to try Jordan Bell? I know you were kind of switching and going to different guys in that fifth spot late. Was there any thought to go to Jordan?
Not late in the game, because I think it's unfair to put a guy in just who hasn't played at all and just throw him out there at the end of a really emotional, tough game. So this was more just a game where we stayed with our regulars, with David. We went to David and Looney down the stretch. We knew we had to stay big because of Pirtle out there, and they were hammering us on the boards. So we stayed big, but we just decided to stay with the guys who had been playing.
Six turnovers to out. I want to say that's probably a season low. What contributed to that?
First half, we only had one. I think we had six in the second half. We ended with seven, according to my stat sheet. But that's all right. I know we've established that. We weren't trying anything crazy. Simple. We talk about it all the time. Just keep hitting singles. No need to hit home runs. Just keep hitting singles. First half was absolutely devastating. The way we moved the ball, moved our bodies, cut to the rim. And then, three quick, easy passes. There was an opening on the weak side, and we took advantage. But that stalled in the second half. Fortunately, we didn't turn the ball over much. Six times is a pretty good number and a half. But the flow stopped. We didn't get anything going.
People might seem closed tonight when you went to that Steph KD pick and roll and see how it worked to seal the game and be like, why don't they go to that more? Why do you think you guys just don't really uncork that as much?
The game gets stagnant if you just run pick and roll over and over again, and obviously you've got personnel around those two that has to make that play make sense. And if you do it the whole game, the other guys don't get involved. We do it late, we do it late in games. We run plenty of stuff between the two of them, but I know everybody thinks we should just run it every play, and then the rest of the guys on the team will be standing around and they'll be useless. So, but it sounds good anyway, in theory.
And here's what Stephen Curry had to say afterward.
During my normal shooting time, that was the whole process this tonight, just to test it out and see how it was going to feel, going as full speed as possible, and just trusting it at that point, and thankfully got through the game all right, and hopefully I don't have to look back anymore at the ankle.
How did it feel?
I mean, it's sore, but it felt good enough to play. And as long as I don't have any more incidences, is that plural? Is that right?
Incidents, yes.
As long as I have any more of those, I can continue to play and it'll continue to heal. It's kind of just probably exactly where I was the last time I came back. I don't feel limited out there, but you just feel it. And, you know, as I continue to go, it'll get closer and closer to 100%. And like I said, hopefully I won't miss any more games. I just land on my elbow. You land that hard, you kind of just collect yourself, and I didn't collect myself enough because I missed two free throws, which rarely happens. So thankfully I got to redeem myself at the end and seal the deal. But got out of there all right.
How much did you want in those last two free throws because of what came right before?
My basketball memory serves me right. I had missed two here probably 4 or 5 years ago. Same exact situation. I don't know what it is. I shot on these hoops a lot growing up, you know, when my pops played here, so I should know them very well. But it's obviously nice to get another chance at it and knock them down and seal the deal. And the way, you know, Toronto played tonight and the way DeMar played, and making it a game in the second half, it was a fun, competitive battle. So thankfully we got the win.
Any chance with Drake's trash talk from the sidelines?
I don't pay him no mind during the game. You know, you got to knock those down. I wish I would have made them so I could have looked at them, but whatever.
What do you think that he has your number tatted up then?
Huh?
What do you think that he has your number?
Next question.
You guys sealed it with this, you know, you and Katie pick and roll. Sometimes you feel like, man, maybe we should go to this a bit more. It seems like it's very rarely on court.
I think we try to, we haven't done it a lot, and obviously this year we haven't been on the floor together a lot, but tonight there were certain matchups that kind of played to our advantage, and considering how the second half went with our ball movement and our offense, the game called for it, and KD made some big shots, and especially that last one coming off a pick and roll. And if you need to go to it, you got to have confidence to make the right play, take care of the basketball, and just try to get a good shot. And I think more times than not it worked tonight.
Christmas Day game,
the final time you guys played in the season here, you guys beat up again. Do you still get up for that game? Yeah, I mean, you don't want to ever drop games against teams that you might play down the road. For us in the Western Conference, you know who's at the top, and obviously the guy teams that you might play on the East, Toronto, Cleveland, you know, Boston, teams that have really established themselves, Washington, whatever. So, you know, obviously with our history with Cleveland, you want to get a win. You want to try to send a message knowing it's just a regular season game, but that's the opportunity in front of us. So that's an interesting building to play in, and we've had some ups and downs in there. So looking forward to the battle.
You've never faced him with Isaiah Thomas. How do you think he maybe alters the match?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, he hadn't had a lot of opportunity to get out there yet, so he obviously can put the ball in the basket, and I'm sure they're still figuring out the way that he's infused into the offense with how much LeBron has the ball in his hands, but other than that, it's going to be a filling out process. It's going to be a little different than what we're used to.
What do you kind of make of Isaiah's underdog journey, and even though it's different circumstances, can any part of you relate to what he's gone through?
I mean, he's the last pick in the draft, and now he's an all-star. Like, I was the seventh pick. That's a little different, but he's really made a name for himself and proved a lot of people wrong. And he's bounced around a bunch of teams and really, you know, has found a way to establish himself in each place he's been. So, yeah, he's a gamer. And that's what makes him who he is, and I'm sure he's proud of what he's made out of his career based on how it started.